My Last Marriage was made in heaven. The musical accompaniment was provided by Gabriel, and angels were so happy, 10,000 of them danced on the head of a pin. It was the marriage to end all my marriages. My husband had dropped out of architectural school and had become a builder. In fact, in Britain, where he had lived, he was called a master builder. We married in Los Angeles, where he bought and rebuilt old houses, then sold them at handsome profits. We then moved to Sonoma County, where he found more old houses to refurbish. He returned a genteel, polished look to old Victorians and modernized 1930s bungalows. After several years of rapturous married life, we moved to the Pacific Palisades, into a futuristic condo which thrust its living room out over the California Canyon with a daring and an insouciance usually to be found only in a practiced drunk pretending sobriety. There, in that very expensive and posh settlement, the foundation of my marriage began to collapse. With all heart-sore lovers, I say, I don't know what went wrong. But in truth, I suspect it was the house. The living room was 2 stories high, and I put my large 3-foot by 5-foot paintings on the walls, and upon those vast reaches, they diminished and began to look little better than enlarged color posters. I laid my Indian and Pakistani rugs on the floor over the beige wall-to-wall carpeting, and they drowned in the vastness of that living room, appearing little more than 3 colorful table mats on a large boardroom table. Everything was built in: standard ovens, microwave ovens, grills, garbage disposal, and compactor. There was nothing for my husband to do. Before, when our marriage had shown weakness, as all marriages do, I suppose, I would argue with my husband on his lack of promptness in taking out the garbage, or his failure to separate the cans from the glass bottles, or his refusal to brush the Weber clean and empty the ashes. But alas, since the house did everything, I couldn't blame him for his inconsequential failures, and was forced to either shut up or face up to our real problems. Floundering or not, we still had the ability to talk to each other. I asked what he thought was the matter, and he said, "It's this damned house. We are simple people, and it's too damned pretentious." I did question if we were truly simple people. I was the first black female writer-producer at 20th Century Fox, on the board of trustees of the American Film Institute, and lectured at universities from Yale to Milan, Italy. He was a builder from London, a graduate of the London School of Economics, the first near-nude centerfold for Cosmopolitan magazine, and formerly husband of Germaine Greer. Our credentials, good and bad, hardly added up to us being simple people. We both agreed that the house was separating us. He thought it was time to move back to Northern California, where the grass was greener, the air more pure, and we could live simpler lives. I would write poetry, and he would build ordinary houses. He went on a quest to the Bay Area and found an Art Deco house in the hills of Oakland, with a magnificent view of the Golden Gate Bridge. His happiness was contagious. Our marriage was back on track. We were a rather eccentric, loving, bodacious, unusual couple, determined to live life with flair and laughter. We bought the house on Castle Drive from a couple who had married a year before and had been busy bringing the house back to its original classical 3 pastel colors. I admit it was a little off-putting to find that the couple had divorced before they even moved into the house. But I decided that that was their affair, and was not a bad omen for our new house. My husband and I moved in. The beautiful parquet hardwood floors welcomed my oriental rugs. In hanging my paintings, I had to adjust to some of the round corners, but I adjusted. My oversized sofas were primed to offer comfort to those who wanted to sit and simply look out over the garden and at the bay. There was a room which was a bar, and circular windows looked from the bar into the kitchen, where there was no compactor, no garbage disposal, one oven, and a gas range. The piano sat in one corner of the spacious living room, and we set up handsome card tables in the bar so that we could entertain ourselves and our guests at bid whist and other parlor games. I thought, now this is the way to live.